Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way. We are live here on the stream, having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. We're on Facebook and YouTube Live and that Let's Talk Hookup app, having a great time. Enjoyed a great first hour there on 97.3 The Fan, and a big thanks to Kyle for keeping us rolling there. Hey, we have got a great show today. Captain Frank Lopresti is in the studio today. We are having a great time talking fishing, talking fun, and talking with you, and we have another full hour coming your way. Lots of great fun and lots of great opportunities to get through with that Let's Talk Hookup app, Corey.
It's so easy, man. Just download the app. Send us a text. It says right there, text the show. It's a one-way messaging system, and you can send a message or a comment or a question for Mr. Frank Lopresti here. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty and $150 for you to use, whether you want to use it on the Shogun, the Royal Polaris, or the Polaris Supreme out of Seaforth Sport Fishing.
How about that? It would be their choice.
That was very generous of you, man. And we're excited to do that and excited to get to go fishing. And speaking of excited and going fishing, we're going to continue on with our catch report. Corey, it's time for our private boater buddy.
And we've got Mr. Mark Wish with our FishDope.com report, and sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna and if you are not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing the bite. The Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-aught. And for the big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. And both come with a ring or no ring. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And, Rick, I got a pair of those scissors. Those braid scissors?
Crazy, right? The ceramic blade ones?
I'm in love with them.
Yeah, we use them in the tackle store, too. They're fantastic. Yeah, yes. I really, really like them. Stay crazy sharp, cut spectra really clean.
How did I live without them?
I know, they did a really good job
exactly,
with
that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey,
Mark,
speaking of, we got that private boater buddy standing by. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ricky, Corey, Frank, great show again. As always, you guys do such a fantastic job there. So, guys, another great week of fishing, as you've been talking, both inshore and offshore for the private boat guys. A lot of good stuff going on right now, and we've certainly been blessed with this nice weather here. Oh, gosh, it's been a joy. So up north, that sea bass bite is definitely the gift that just keeps on giving. You know, they bite for a while. They quit for a while. That's what they do. But
kind of like
some Santa Rosa. Kind of like, exactly, Frank, exactly. That's just what they do. But there's some at Rosa and some at Cruz and some on the backside and a Kappa. And, man, talking to some of the guys that's been up there, you know, with this good weather we've got still this weekend for another day or maybe two, common courtesy goes a long way, guys. It's crowded, and people get a little twitchy up there sometimes, so take it easy. Anyway, with this good weather, it gives us lots of options, and Nick was another one. You know, a lot of times you just can't get there no matter how much you want. You just can't do it. But, man, with this weather, it's just really – made some things interesting. You know, there's not much in the way of yellows or sea bass up there, a few. But, God, the halibut fishing has been just nothing short of world class on the sand spit. And what's been really cool for, you know, the guys with the bigger private boats and some of the six-pack boats, that bluefin wasn't all that far below the island. So they were running out at night, walloping the bluefin tunas, and then running into the island and stacking up a deck load of those big flatties plus some snappers for a big fish fry. What a hell of a trip.
No doubt.
It's just, isn't that something?
That's great.
And then, yeah. Or at Catalina, pretty good mixed bag fishing, you know, summertime species are all accounted for, you know. It hasn't been wide open, but pretty darn good. And there's still some squid, mostly backside and middle, and still some good grade sea bass. Some of it's on the squid beds proper, like always. And then, but a lot of fish is up on the beaches and the edges of the structure. That's the way I like to fish them at this time of year. And then along the coast, man, with the good weather and the warm water, man, those bass are snapping. They are really waking up all up and down the coast. So much fun. And, in terms of local sea bass in our coastal areas here, really a slow start this year. But it looks like that's starting to change, starting to get some signal from a couple different areas on the tankers along the coast here. So floating a mackerel back underneath a float there, the old hamburger rig, is kind of the way to get some of those big ones, or slow throwing a mackerel along the edge of the kelp lines. They're soon coming on them big boys. And then offshore, you know, kind of the only game in town has been that bluefin, and that bluefin is, it's definitely a road trip. It's out there 15, 18 west southwest of the west end of Clemente. I mean, that's a long way for a lot of private boaters. And unfortunately, there's just not much else on the inside of the islands there. We usually by now, we got some good kelp paddy fishing. Haven't seen it yet, so we'll just have to see what happens there. It'll slowly get going, but man, that fishing for the bluefin out there for the guys, you know, again, it's mostly a night bite, and again, kind of like that sea bass, you know, they bite for a while, quit for a while. They took a little time off last night, Danny was telling me. But got another day or two of nice weather, so if you get a chance, it's time to go fishing, guys.
Man, well said, Mark. Certainly some great fishing to be had, and great to see the islands kicking out fish so well and good fishing on the coast. And like you say, it's a long ways out there, but boy, when you make that trek, some big bluefin to be had as well. If somebody wants to keep in touch with fishdope.com, you can save $30 off of a brand new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW saves you $30 off your new membership. And boy, if somebody wants to keep in touch with the best bait tanks on the market or anything you got going on at Pacific Edge, Mark, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that Chevron station. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I just love this time of year because there's no telling what we're going to be talking about by this time next week. Man,
right.
So
I agree.
Well said,
it's
Mark.
A good point, Mark.
Hey, yeah. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the report, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, one more thing, quickly.
Please.
Frank.
Yes.
Frank, you got to write that book.
All right, Mark.
You know, I had contemplated doing that. I had the title all picked out. It was going to be short stories about long-range fishing and doing exactly what you were talking, just gathering up all the guys in the business and getting a few stories here and there. Man, it would just be awesome
That'd
to have something
fun.
Like that.
Yeah, we'll see if we can't figure out how to do that.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Mark, appreciate a great report as always, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Thanks we'll a lot for that. Hey, we got a little bonus to the catch report, and that's Rosie Flowers calling us from Cedro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Morning,
Good
Rosie.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. Great show this morning. So, hey, our first fish report of this season, and you're not going to believe who this fish report is compliments of, but Reggie came back yesterday, so I said, hey, Reg, I need to talk to you about what you guys did to catch some of those great fish you got. He goes, well, let me just write it all out for you. I said, well, there you go. So, Cedro Sport Fishing, Fish Report, compliments of Reggie Wynn. So, all right. So, basically, Reggie said that, you know, they started each morning, every morning around 6 o'clock. They were to the fishing grounds right about 6:30. As, you know, most trips do in the mornings, you do target those yellowtail. What was working for them in the morning were the full-size yo-yos. It wasn't until about 8 o'clock when they switched over to the surface iron to target the yellowtails on those. He said that the big boys were hanging out there kind of by the kelp, on the outskirts of the kelp. So on Thursday, they said that they had their limits by doing that, yo-yoing in the morning and then switching to the surface iron, with the smallest fish being right about 25 pounds.
Wow.
And the largest was, I know, and get this, and the largest was just a little bit over 39 pounds.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Gosh, great.
So, yeah, so tough fishing there, I tell you. So he said sometimes that, you know, while they were fishing there, targeting, you know, the calico bass on the jerk baits, they were actually getting the big yellowtail. So
wow.
There you go. So just be mindful if you're heading down to the island on that. So bring that on.
Well,
so,
that's awesome, Rosie.
Yeah. So he also said that, you know, the calico bass were basically available just about everywhere. But they said if you followed those bait balls, there were definitely calicos there, not only feasting on the bait, but there's red crab around too. So there you go.
Okay.
They said, you know, a lot of times they stop fishing right around noon, and it's not because the fish stopped biting, but that they needed a break. They were tired. So, So, and other species that they targeted this week were obviously, you know, everyone loves to get their halibut in. And you know, while you're fishing for halibut, you know, we tend to get some of those, the black sea bass. We were able to let, some of those larger black sea bass go. And I know they did keep one or two in the, 20 to 30 pound range. I think 35 was the largest, and their best halibut was right around 27 pounds. So, he also said that, you know what, even though it was a great trip, it was not necessarily wide open, but they said they worked at it, and for sure they're, they were rewarded by working at it. The fruits of their labors were rewarded. So we've got a group that's going down there yesterday. They're out on the water this morning. Got another group going down and tomorrow. And if anyone is interested, we still have a few openings. And it looks like we're starting off. It's going to be a great season down there.
Man, great report, Rosie. Glad to hear that things are off to such an excellent start with Cedro Sport Fishing. If somebody wants to take advantage of one of those spots here or there that you still have, how do we do it?
Yeah, you know, the best thing is to always give me a call, because then we can go through any questions that you might have. The phone number here at the office is me. I'm the one that picks it up, and it's 619-772-7570.
Great job, Rosie. Really appreciate it. Great to have you back hearing about excellent fishing, and we will talk to you next week.
You got it, you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rosie.
All right. Appreciate it very much. I know. It's such a great report, and it was brought to us by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience, and you can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, and more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, the texts are absolutely poured in. We're going to start this one off. Says, good morning, guys. What a great show. My question for Captain Frank, of all of the years of fishing you have had and all of the mentors that have come and gone, can you recite one of your favorite pieces of fishing advice from a previous mentor? That's from Matt in the 626 area code.
Wow.
Right? Heavy.
From one of my mentors. Well, you know.
First, maybe who were some of those mentors, Frank? I mean, I know you came up under a lot of great fishermen, and you've provided that to so many. Who were some of the guys that really meant a lot to you when you were young and coming up through the ranks?
Dick Gaydosh, Bill Poole, of course, Don Sansom, of course. And there were a few others, but those were the big three.
And
you know, Don was more my age group, but he was, he was kind of born here in San Diego, where I started up in Newport, or San Clemente, and then Newport. I was kind of a infiltrator when I came down at age 21.
That was one of my questions was, were those all guys that you worked underneath, or did some of them you work alongside, or were they just, colleagues of yours that also fished,
With Bill Poole, it was, I was working on the Sea Raider, and that was a period of time, I've mentioned it before, where the Albacore were up off Catalina, and the San Diego fleet was fishing up there, and Bill Poole, and bait was tough down here. And almost every day, we would hand pass bait to Bill Poole. So I got to know Bill that way, because I was the guy passing the bait, and I was just thrilled the first time he said, "Hi, Frank." And oh, Christ, he knew my name.
That's pretty cool. but on the flip side, what an important thing, I mean, when bait's tough, that's a very important handoff.
It was. And then Don Sansom was just, Don's a very quiet guy. But he was a lot of help to me and always really good to me, and so was Dick Gaydosh. Dick Gaydosh, Dick Gaydosh just saw that I worked hard and appreciated that and was a lot of help to me. He gave me my first pair of Zeiss binoculars.
That's cool.
How
cool.
It was pretty amazing to me. So I was welcomed by those guys, and I was very lucky to be part of their friends.
Yeah.
And as far as fishing advice, I don't know that they ever really offered fishing advice. You know, the one thing you learned quickly was you had to have eyes.
Yeah.
You had to see fish. And that was very, very important. But, you know, Dick and Don and, you know, one of the guys that's so amazing about that today is Aliar. He sees fish like nobody can. But there's other guys, too. Believe me, Renee sees them. Several other guys, but there's always a couple guys that just seem to see them a lot better than others. So it's kind of a thing that you get. But that's about it. I can't say there was a piece of individual advice of what to do.
Yeah, one of my favorite people that has, you know, since passed, and you fished so many years with you was Captain Steve Loomis. Was Steve somebody that you worked alongside of? Was he down here before you came to San Diego? How did you come about? You worked so close with Steve, I know, and how did that relationship come about with you guys?
Well, the first time I ever met Steve was when Bill Poole called me because I told him I wanted a boat. And Steve was in the other room playing cards when I was talking to Bill Poole about taking over the little searcher. And I met him then. And, you know, eventually as time went on, he ended up working for us. And Steve was, you know, when we were talking earlier about writing a book with kids.
Yeah.
That's the sad thing, is that Steve's passed away, because he would have been just such a great addition. Yeah. Another guy that would be a good addition to that, too, is Bobby Fletcher, because he added a lot back in those days, too. But anyhow, that Steve Loomis was an insanely good fisherman and just had the greatest sense of humor.
Yeah,
of
totally.
All.
It's my favorite.
I mean, right. I mean, he had that dry sense of humor, and it was just... He was just a fabulous person, a fabulous fisherman. And I'm glad you brought him up, because he's a guy that I still miss, just like I missed Rollo. You know, Rollo was another great one. Rollo had some of the best eyes I've ever seen or heard of in the guy.
An amazing set of eyeballs and a tuned crew member is still something that just blows me away. Of hearing the stories from guys like you that, you know, hey, I got whatever, I got a flat spot. It's, you know, it's at 10 o'clock. You know, it's a long ways. Keep going, and then you hear the stories like, well, clearly it went down, or clearly we missed it because we've already been a mile and nobody's got eyes on it, and you keep going, and, you know, all of a sudden, oh my God, okay, there it is. Now I see it. Like, the, it's amazing some of the things that some of those guys have picked off.
That's right.
Really cool.
No doubt about it.
Well, Corey, you have a fun text standby?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so many coming through, and appreciate you sending them. And this one comes from Justin in Leucadia. This is a question for Frank. What is the biggest change you've seen over the years to long-range charter service that's been positive for the anglers and the boats? Again, Justin.
Okay. The involvement has been amazing. It's gone on. I mean, it just continues to go on. But, you know, in the older, the greatest changes. Probably, you know, there was, remember the years where there was a big ashtray on every table.
Oh, yeah, right?
I remember the first thing I used to do every morning when I came down on deck was I'd go through the galley and empty all them damn ashtrays.
Clean them out.
Really?
There was that many smokers back then. But back then, the quality of the food, it was nothing
like
it was today.
Yeah.
The quality of food today is outstanding. And, you know, we have a new gal on the Royal Polaris. Her name is Pearl, and she is a gold mine.
Really?
This girl
kidding.
Is just amazing. She's very quiet, just does a tremendous, beautiful job with food. Just,
wow, cool.
Blows you away.
Really?
And so that's one thing. But then, you know, when you see the involvement, I mean, I think I was the I was the first guy to start doing seminars on the boat. I was even the first guy on the charter boat to start steak dinner, because I needed the money, honestly.
Yeah. Right.
I used to buy a steak for $2 and we sold it for $5.50, man.
Right.
We were
high in the hog.
Ka-ching, man. We were doing good. So
that's cool. You know, you're right, though. You take those things for granted. I mean, I've been around for a long time. I don't remember there being ashtrays on the boat and all those things. It's just, you know, those are cool stories for us to hear.
And you know, the service today, the way the crew will help people is just amazing. You know, yesterday when I met the Supreme, Sanford Morita got off the boat, and Sanford's a guy that is really conscientious of service and how a boat is run. And he just had such compliments, and he says, I don't know what you're doing about the guys cool. of those heads. He says, but somebody's cleaning them every hour. You know,
and that's awesome.
So, you know, compliments like that and things like that didn't used to happen. I mean, so we've just evolved to get better and better, and we're not done.
You know, another thing that I always love to point out, because they're some of the most unsung heroes, but you want to talk about service, and it's one of the things that starts the second you enter the parking lot at Fisherman's Landing is the crew of red shirts, that Chris and Frankie and all the guys, and I don't want to mention because I'm going to forget too many, but man, those guys, same deal, from helping everybody unload their gear out of their trucks and pushing carts, and you know, if somebody's a couple of extra years, you know, old in that box, they don't think twice. There's a crew of guys dedicated to helping
they'll help
everything.
A guy unload his stuff out of his car, they'll help him load it back in. They're down there pushing carts. They do anything that you can imagine. And then when you're talking about them, you know, you think about each boat. The Royal Star has who? Tracy.
Right.
Boy, what a great welcome that
the
is.
Best.
We have Monica, who's been with us for years and years for the Royal Polaris. Jen, who is another
awesome.
Gold mine. Just wonderful people. And all the boats have somebody special. There's Katie on the Intrepid, and then there's, God, I can't think of her name, on the Independence.
Paulina.
God, she's
so
a new
sweet.
One.
Yeah.
Really sweet. So, and they're the ones that, you know, when you make that first call, they make a big difference because they give you the answers to questions and they help you out with all kinds of things. And they've been, you know, it all starts right there.
Well, I know that you don't like talking about yourself too much, but there was a fun text that is kind of along those lines. Is, wow, this is so great to hear Captain Frank on the show. I met him 2 years ago at Fisherman's Processing, and he was so nice to talk to, and I was asking about trips. But because of that, I have made reservations since on Royal Polaris, Polaris Supreme, and the Shogun all the next year. Captain Frank showed up for the departure and the arrival of every trip that I rode, and my first Royal Polaris trip. It was so impressive to see Captain Frank doing the duties of every deckhand. Frank was cleaning the galley, staying up all night, hooking and handing almost every stop, and even cleaning the heads. He was a great ambassador for the fleet. Thanks for everything you do. That's from DJ in San Diego.
Wow.
Good job, right? Frank. Keep it up.
I think it's a little overstated.
I don't think so one bit. Well, here is another text from Justin. It says, Captain Frank, I'm excited to hear that there are bluefins starting to bite the live bait. You had mentioned sinker rig. There's been a few changes in sinker rig fishing over the years. Can you tell us what your favorite way to fish a sinker rig for bluefin tuna is?
Oh, my favorite way. God, you know, I don't like fishing a sinker rig, and it works. And you're asking the wrong guy. I think, Rick, you could answer that better than I. I know some guys have actually used the dropper loop, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, you're basically just letting it's not too much, in my opinion, than dropping a jig.
Yeah.
Okay? They're seeing the shine, right? It's just like fishing a skipjack on for big tuna down south. You pump that bait back so it spins, and it's the shine of the belly.
You're not necessarily wanting what you want out of a fly line bait that's zipping around perfect.
That's right.
It's the struggle and the flash.
I'm not the best guy to ask about a sinker rig. If they're biting the sinker, I'm either fishing a jig or fishing a fly line.
Well, don't label me as the sinker guy. I don't want that hat either. No, I'm
I think you put it on here, Rick.
I'm kidding.
But the brawler rig, too, has been
the which rig?
The brawler rig. The Matt Brawler with the sinker down below, drop shot style, with that hook direct, and that just, it bewilders me how that works, but it does.
I know, that works. Like I said, it's kind of a dropper loop concept. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
The biggest takeaway I think that afforded us is it keeps a guy fishing clean every time.
True.
And what was the previous most conventional method, and still works great, would be a sinker up above your bait, you know, most commonly held on by a rubber band. And that works really good, and it does allow your bait to move around and things.
That would be my favorite way. If I was going to fish, that's the way I'd
rubber banded.
Fish. But I am not a pro at that. You know, I would say you ask, one of the guys that are running one of the long range boats. When you get on the boat, what their favorite way? You know, I'm sure Aliar has a way. I'm sure all the guys, Renee, all the guys have a special way to fish a sinker rig, but.
The issue with that rubber-banded sinker when the hook's above is it can be difficult to lower that down without your bait. You know, you just think about the mechanics of it. Your sinker is up above, your bait's down below, but when you put it in free spool, that sinker wants to fall first. So as the sinker goes down, your bait goes up, and it can have a tendency of twisting around your main line. So you just got to be very cautious and slow in allowing that to get down and not tangle up so that you're fishing effective. The beauty of the dropper loop is with the sinker falling you're never going to tangle up, man.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. And it's amazing how they, you know, have I ever done it? Yeah. And have I gotten bit on it? And it's amazing how they bite that thing. But it's just, it's the same principle of dropping a jig.
Yeah. The one thing I don't know if anybody's done, and I think it's another one of those other things that came from the deck of the Royal Polaris, but it was for big yellowfish and down below, was the chandelier rig. And I always wonder if there's a bite to be had bluefin fishing with it, where, you know, I cracked up the first time I heard about you guys doing that on the RP with pinning, you know, four or five sardines on one hook and dropping it down to the sinker and then seeing a big yellowfin eat that. And like you said, it has a lot less to do with a perfect bait beam that is just shake and shine, and there's a ball of food down there, might as well eat it.
Well, the other crazy thing is that dead bait usually works better on that.
That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I mean, with live bait, there's always one or two that come off.
The other one that I like that you see guys doing, and it's hard because they're expensive and it's not an easy thing to do, but it's, you know, it's guys that have been sinker rig fishing with big flying fish. And, you know, I mean, that's, you can't recommend that to every guy on every stop because the baits are expensive. But there have been several big fish picked off this year when guys are in a drift that are sinker rig fishing with a full size flying fish, a dead one just sent down to depth. And
you just never know. One of the craziest things I ever saw was Jim. I can't think of his last name right now, but Jim was dropping a 20-ounce sinker with a dead. What's the thing that looks like a yellowtail?
A rainbow runner?
Rainbow runner. And that thing to weigh 12, 13 pounds.
Come on.
And he dropped it to the bottom.
On
the drop, he caught a 290-pound yellowfin.
No.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So, you know, when you want to ask me what is the best sinker rig, don't ask me.
The best sinker rig's a fly line sardine and 40 pounds.
Yeah.
A 290 pounder on a rainbow.
On a 12 pound rainbow. It was all of it. It was huge. And what made him do that, I don't know.
So, but. Rick, I mean, that flyer thing is kind of cool, though, really. I mean, they're $30 baits, right? I mean, what?
A little bit less, but yeah, okay. I mean, they're expensive. You know what
but,
I mean? Like,
the flying fish thing, like you say, works.
Yeah.
It works.
And you're kind of setting yourself apart from.
It's been fun to see. There's been
it also works on the yellowfin down below.
Yeah. There's been several big fish caught that way when, you know, and Frank talked about it too. Like when we get later into the season and there's better opportunity at daytime fish, when, let's face it, a high percentage, when the fish are in that particular mode, a high percentage of big ones get caught flying the kite. You always have a shot of catching one on a fly line sardine, and you always have a chance to catch one on a sinker rig sardine. But they get into a mode when they're on the shallows, when a lot of your opportunity is waiting for your kite rotation, and guys started fishing but the backpack rigs with a flyer and kind of sending their own out. And then that just developed into guys fishing a sinker, you know, either above or below the flyer and just sinking a dead flying fish out the same way they'd fish a sardine. And all of a sudden, while the guy's waiting for his kite rotation, this guy picked off a 150. And then another guy got a 130. And then it just has kind of morphed into that thing where, you know, it can't be every time, every stop. But, you know, you talk to the boat and maybe grab a couple of your own flyers and throw them in their freezer. And when the time is right, send one out. You never know. Just a great way to have a shot at a big one when maybe you're waiting for a kite rotation, and there's always like a time of year when the high percentage of big ones are just coming that way, and it gives you a shot while it's maybe not your
Why not?
Up on the kite.
You know, when you want to think back, right, way back, what is, I mean, a mackerel, is that a game fish?
Try to get a little closer to that mic.
Is the mackerel a game fish?
Sure.
Yeah. And how did we used to fish those? Cut bait, right?
Right.
Cut up mackerel. And on a three-hook rig, you'd put three pieces on, and you'd cast it out with a little maybe 2-ounce sinker off of a pier, and you'd hook one, and then before you got up, you'd have three on. Well, if they'll eat that, why won't they eat anything else that's sinking, that's cut up, or a whole bait? So,
interesting.
I like it, man.
It's good.
I love
hearing the thoughts like this.
You know, it's just the same old deal when somebody's asked me something. Well, Frank, do you think this will work? I would never say no.
Right?
Because the minute you say, I don't think so, well, he's going to do it and it's going to work.
Yeah. So. I got to go say one last thing, and it's because we talked about my good buddy Loomis and my favorite, and Steve's dry sense of humor, and it was probably my favorite thing. And it was in the store, and somebody asked about a really flashy color of Marauder. And that was the line, you know, said, hey, you know, check this thing. It was bright pink and, you know, yellow spots. And, you know, what do you think, Steve? You think this thing will work? And he just looked at him. He goes, it already did. And he turned around and kept walking and kept walking the other direction.
I love it.
And if that wasn't Loomis, like, if that wasn't a perfect Loomis, I was, it already did, buddy. And then that was that.
And that was, I heard him say that several times.
That's my favorite.
That's funny. Hey, that's a good one. We're going to be right back. More with Frank Lopresti from the Shogun, the Royal Polaris, and the Polaris Supreme when we return on that Let's Talk a Kebab YouTube and Facebook Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, it is time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I'm going to take this one opportunity. Obviously, we're talking Big Bluefin and Talic and all those things we should be talking, but I'm going to take the one time that there's three of us in this table that all mention we really like our freshwater bass fishing. Oh. And, man, Shimano obviously does it with high gear and big reels and big drags, but, boy, do they make some really nice reels for fishing the lake. And the beauty of the Shimano lineup is you can get a fantastic reel for $100 in that SLX that free spools and fishes amazing, all the way on up to Metanium DCs and everywhere in between. There's a Shimano low-profile reel that fits every budget.
Just go with the workhorse, Rick, the Tranks, from the 150, I mean, for freshwater, 150, 200.
What about that Corrado 200?
Oh, my God. My feet just melt into your hand.
And, you know, on that trip where I was fishing in New York here a couple of weeks ago, the reel I used most was my Metanium.
One rod is set with standard.
I love that reel, too.
Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. Calstar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing and fun, having Captain Frank LaPresti in here. And, boy, in addition to talking all this great fun, we are back as of last week going down to the East Cape. We got the man, Chris Moyes, is on our line with Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina with our Baja Report. You got us this morning, Chris?
Rick, Corey, Captain Frank, buenos dias, guys.
Buenos dias, hey. ¿Cómo está?
Oh, man, we're so good down here, guys. Hey, great show. It's always great to listen to Frank and his perspective and all that. It's always a pleasure to hear him on your show. But anyway, down here, guys, the fishing is absolutely going off. I'm telling you, if you have the flexibility to just book a trip short term, get on down here because it's going off. And everything inshore, we've got roosterfish, pargo, pompano. You can sit there right outside the mouth of that marina there in La Ribera and catch roosterfish all day if you want. And then moving on to Wahoo, we got, you know, it's not wide open, but we got in the double digits, probably a dozen Wahoo this past week. That's really nice size, too. And then it's all about the yellowfin tuna, guys. Let me tell you, you go out 10 to 30 miles, and you're going to get in those porpoise, and you're going to be catching tuna galore. It's limits. We're talking, even up to – we got a bunch of 50 and 60s this week, even
nice.
Up to 70.
Wow.
Managed to get out on the Vaquero with my partners Don Don and Beecher and a bunch of friends on Tuesday, and we literally – well, we ended up with limits, but we ended up taking – we were catching a bunch of, like, 15 to 30s, but I heard you guys talking about the kite. We ended up putting the kite out. Got a bunch of 50s and 60s and I think a couple 70s. We ended up just taking all the hooks out of the water and just fishing that kite. And it was just every 3 to 5 minutes, man, hooking the big ones. And striped marlin galore, we got blue marlin this week, a couple blacks, which is crazy. It's so early for that. I've been talking about, you know, the Dorado fish has been kind of crap lately. But let me tell you, we got some Dorado in this week, probably about 20-24 Dorado in, but the highlight was my barbecue bro Bradley Dutremont. He was actually supposed to fish with us on Tuesday, but he went out on the Thresher out of Palma de Cortez with some of his buddies from Arizona. He caught a 60 plus pound Dorado, guys.
Ooh, wow,
that's a brutal.
It's been about 5 years. Oh man, it's been about 5 years. Last 60 plus pounder I saw was about 5 years ago. During the Dorado shootout, the Don Julio caught a 61-pounder.
That is one fighting fish, boy, let me tell you. They get sideways in the water, and they are hard to pull.
Let me tell you something. That's a $350,000, $400,000 fish next month, guys.
No doubt about that. Wow, that's cool, Chris.
I think he was trolling a ballyhoo on that. And then I'm telling you, guys, just put a hook in the water. That same boat, they hooked a blue marlin on a little pink cedar plug.
Right.
I mean, just come out and get down here. The fishing is absolutely phenomenal. We're bursting at the seams at Smokey's. We have a really good problem right now. We're like, where are we gonna put all this fish?
I love it.
It's crazy. It's crazy right now.
It's not only the best restaurant in town, but certainly the best processing, and you'll meet people wherever they're staying, whatever resort, wherever you're at. You get a nice load of fish, and Smokey's will meet you there, take everything, vacuum pack, smoke fish, whatever you need. You guys are certainly the best at it. Chris, if somebody wants to take advantage of everything that you guys do with Smokey's Curing Company and the Cantina, how do we find you?
You know what? Email me at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com or get a hold of me at VaqueroSportFishing.com, and we'll take care of all your needs down here. I'll tell you that, guys.
You're the very best, Chris. A fantastic report. Glad to hear the East Cape is firing on all cylinders. That one's really got me fired up, buddy. Appreciate it very much.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that very much. Well, that's a good report.
I couldn't imagine a 60-pounder. I mean, there's a lot of Dorado that people call over their weight. I mean, they just look bigger than
they
really are.
Totally.
But Dude, a 60-pounder is over 6 feet in length. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You think about how often a 12-pound Dorado gets marked as a 20, 25-pounder, you know. And so to see a 60 is something else. Now, that thing stands as tall as you do, you know.
That's right.
And has a forehead that's the size of a, you know, a picnic table.
Right. Yeah, talking about a flathead.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Chris was talking about taking care of the fish there and stuff. And it was something, the question asked earlier about the largest innovations in
So where is Smokey's?
Smokey's is in the East Cape. So, I mean, directly in the center of the town of La Ribera. Not Los Feliz.
Los Feliz.
Yeah, very close to Palmas. Very close, just down the street from Palmas de Cortez. But they will have a truck that will go to any resort, wherever you're staying, wherever you're fishing. Obviously, in the old days, staying at the ranch, or if you're staying at Palmas or Playa or any of the great spots. And when you come back, you know, the typical day, as you remember from the ranch, you go to the fish cleaning station. Well, they will just bring the truck right there, take all the fish back, and just treat it as you would up here. Vacuum packed, cut, clean. Then they'll freeze it in their freezer, find out what your date going home is, and then whatever time your flight is, they'll meet you at the hotel with your fish all boxed up and or loaded into your cooler, frozen, and ready for your flight to go home.
That's
good.
It's
a great service.
But what I wanted to bring up is with the fish handling, and it just reminded me, and we were talking about it earlier, Frank, when you were mentioning all the things that the boats have innovated on. For me, in my heart, it's taking care of the fish. And, you know, and it just, listening to Chris at Smokey's just reminded me of all that.
And you know, I forgot to mention that. That has been a huge.
Huge. Aspect. Like, totally. Big.
The
like,
quality of the product now is just phenomenal.
But the bluefin we bring in, the yellowfin, all the fish that we bring in on these boats is better sashimi grade quality than you could go buy.
Anywhere.
It's equal to Point Loma Seafoods now.
No, it's better.
Well, there it is. Okay. I mean, you're saying it.
It's awesome.
Definitely better.
And what's crazy, too, is how quick and how good the crews are at dealing with the fish. You know, a fish comes on board, and it's just like a NASCAR pit crew with spike and bleed and, you know, and the gill and gut process and getting those things clean and into that cold water. And, you know, it's fun going on a long range trip and, you know, seeing whoever the engineer happens to be that's in charge of the fish. I mean, they treat that thing like it's like they're babysitting a child, you know. Like, I'll watch a guy, especially on Frank's boat, you know, he might be, you know, the chief that's in charge of that, and, you know, he's doing what he should be doing, and he's on the rail, and he's BSing with customers in between the stop, and you'll just see him start to get twitchy and know that, like, they're going to run downstairs and check temperatures and make sure everything's right. And, you know, you can just tell the level that whoever's in charge of that cold water, like, it's
all the difference.
Yeah, it's the deal.
I mean, it's just something that I'm stoked to see because, they were frozen popsicles before, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, so just
that's
to see that sashimi.
Set them all up at the rail.
Exactly. That sashimi grade is just. From the yellowtail to the yellowfin, bluefin.
Not going to lie, though. I do miss seeing that row of Polaris back in with a double row of fish standing up. Boy, that gave me goosebumps seeing that boat come in like that.
It's much better the way it is now.
You're not lying.
Yes, please.
Hey, another fun text came through. Good morning, Frank. Wondering if you could give us a rundown on the state of Guadalupe Island, if you had any impressions on what may or may not happen, and a huge thank you for everything you do to keep sport fishing alive in San Diego. That's from Cheer Critchlow.
Yeah, sure. That's something that I'm always bringing up with Ken Frankie. In fact, it was just yesterday morning I said, Ken, I've been bugging you for 3 years now, about every 2 months. What is the latest? And, you know, he talked about Day of the Dogs, talking to the people. It just seems like it is a possibility to get it reopened, but for some reason, it, you know, whether it be... let's just put it this way. With the political climate today, it might be the wrong time to push too hard for it.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about there. So
the relation between the two companies.
Between the two countries.
Yes.
Right now, it's a little
probably not the cleanest.
Yeah. I think our relationship with the fishing industry, in Mexico, is because of Ken Frankie, really, really good.
Never been better.
No, it is great. I mean, we push them every bit as much as we push ourselves. And I think any time a person has a chance to go anywhere on the East Cape or anywhere in Mexico, as far as that goes, God, it's a great time.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well said. Another fun text came through. It said, good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. My question is for Captain Frank. Everybody wants the rundown. Frank seems to have his finger on the pulse of everything, and he wants to know, what is the situation on bait this year? We had all been scared that there were going to be no sardines this year. Seems like sardines are back in a big way, but there's also been an influx of anchovy. Do you know what the status is of the receivers, the bait barge, and could you talk a little bit about the relationship between the bait barges and the sport fishing fleet? And that's all from John.
Well, when you talk about the bait barges, we talk, we're basically talking to Buck Irvingham and Jason, who runs a big part of the Jason Dunn, who runs a big part of the operation, and Becky. You know, for a while we were scared. It was worrisome. It was hard to find sardine. But, you know, right now they're getting just gorgeous sardines. I went out and baited with Alior twice now in the last few weeks. And, God, the sardines that we're getting over in Mission Bay have just been gorgeous.
Beautiful,
okay?
Cool.
So right now the sardine thing is good. They can get anchovies when they need them. So it's kind of a good thing. But it's something that honestly makes me a little nervous because, you know, people here again are so spoiled to having a sardine that if they have to fish an anchovy, there's a lot of people that are going to find that pretty difficult. And we used to be able to cast an anchovy very, very well, and it's going to be a whole different line of rods, and it's going to be special reels to do it properly.
You're so right about that. I think one of the things we have going for us, as we talked about innovations and advancements, is there has been so many great advancements in fishing tackle.
Yep.
That you're dead right. You know, first and foremost, it's going to be tougher on a lot of people. What we have going for us is there's so much good gear. You know, when anchovy, if and when that cycle does come around, you're going to have Trinidad 14s and Tranks reels that are now capable of taking tuna, you know, up to even 50 pounds. And I mean, I hate to say it. First, I got labeled by Frank as the sinker guy. I sure as hell don't want to get labeled as the spinning reel guy. But, I mean, there is fantastic spinning gear now that isn't what it was back in the day. I mean, we've got a lot going for us if and when that anchovy cycle does come back around.
I can't hardly believe it, but I bought 2 spinning reels in the last year.
All right, good. Well, now somebody else is labeled as a spinning guy. I'll get that off my back. Hey, speaking of great fishing.
They have their place.
Yeah, they do. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, I say it all in fun. We're going live right now. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute is on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Mike.
Always love hearing you call in and hearing that sonar clicking in the background. Mike, how's things going?
You know, it's been extremely, extremely good fishing. And, yes, the sardines are trophies as well here today. Our fishing over the last week, it's the same thing as last week when I called in. Like I said, Ian's been running the boat here throughout the week. I'm running this trip. But we've had some really good trips. The last trip that we fished bluefin, we had 48 bluefin. Big fish was 210. These reverse day and a half trips are working out really, really well. I mean, you know, we've talked about it. You get a little bit of fishing time on the way out. You're out. You fish a full, you know, all night. There's no rush. You don't have to leave at 2 o'clock in the morning or anything like some of the other trips. And then you get a little bit of fishing time on the way in. And, the trip before last, on the way in, they stopped and they fished the 9 and loaded up on a bunch of chilies. So it gives you a lot, like I said, a lot of bang for your buck. And I mean, a couple of the fish on the last one are over 200 pounds. So I don't necessarily want to pull on those, but I'm glad people still do.
Well, that's great, Mike. Glad to hear. And yeah, you talked about that reverse day and a half last week here on the show and just how those trips were kind of designed around maximizing, you know, the fishing time and the best bite windows. Well, glad to see that they paid off so well and that there's still some great fishing to be had. What's the coming weeks looking like for the Tribute? What kind of trips are we running? And, boy, with this good fishing, I can't imagine there's a lot of space. Any chance to come fishing with you?
Tomorrow morning is sold out. Thursday morning, there's still some room. We do have an overnight trip, which we'll be probably looking for yellowtail. Then next week, we have a charter, and then Sunday there's some room as well. But tomorrow's sold out, but there is a chance to get on some trips here throughout the week, and they have all been filling up, which is, you know, which is great. And it's just been kind of nonstop. The trip before that, that 24 bluefin, before that was, I think, 70. So it's, and they're not all big ones. I know it's, there's been some really nice mixed breeds, some 40 to 80 pound fish, 100 to 130 pound fish. And then there's those ones you don't want to really play with.
And, you know, I was mentioning earlier, Mike, that your guy Ian is doing a great job on that boat. He's a fine young man.
He definitely has his niche, and he loves it. You know, I made him take a trip off. He's hanging out with his family, you know, right. Get part of Father's Day off. But, yeah, he's doing a great job, and definitely stoked to have him.
That's awesome. Well said, Mike. A great opportunity to come fishing with you. I'm glad to hear that the boat is as packed up as it is, but still an opportunity to come jump on and get in on some of that great fishing. Appreciate the report as always, buddy. And somebody wants to book that trip, do we just call Seaforth?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. And then we have pictures up from our last trip. You can look at a couple of those codes there. It's just Tribute Sport Fishing on social media. And Thursday morning, you got a chance to get on.
There it is.
It's filling up quick, but there's still room.
Great job, Mike. We sure appreciate the report from the grounds. Glad to hear things are still going so well, and we'll talk to you real soon.
We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Mike, appreciate
that reverse day and a half is pretty cool, Rick.
I mean, it really is.
Way it's laid out with the extra limit, you know, possibility.
Sure.
And, I mean, do you guys have any running on this side?
I know the landing has both. It's been
like there's a small option there, right?
It's been fun for me to see in the tackle store because we in the albacore years or more traditional years, everything used to happen the same way. It would be long range would go in the morning, maybe you'd have a 3-day trip or two, and then a ton of business in the evening time. Now I'm telling you, every option is spread out for guys, from traditional overnights, the reverse overnights, day and a half, reverse it. Like, we have, you know, long range coming in first thing in the morning, a lot of shorter multi-day trips in, like, the mid-morning, later afternoon, those reverse day and a half day. It's just fun. Yeah, it's kind of spread out throughout the day, and there's always a lot of activity. And the buzz at Fisherman's Landing when fish are biting is just this palpable thing that's hard to describe to somebody. When there's fish coming in, guys are pumped up going for their trip. I got a killer parking spot, and I got my cart full of gear, and you're hearing the carts clacking down the ramp as big fish are coming unloaded. It's just a feel that is just an electric thing, and when you come down for it, it's hard to describe.
It's one of those things, if you've seen it and felt it, you know, and if you don't, you're kind of, you know, I don't want to say clueless to it, but you don't, it's something you have to experience for sure.
It's one of my favorite parts. I'm so lucky to get to work in that place, but, you know, parking the truck and walking into the shop every morning and just seeing how fired up everybody is to go in. Or my favorite thing lately, honestly, is just watching, like, the guys going, like, I don't know what I'm going to do with all this fish. These bluefins are so big, and guys buying kill bags. The kill bag is one of my favorite things. You know, we can sell kill bags for guys, you know, that have their skiff and they want to go. And, like, I can't tell you how many guys have bought kill bags because they look at their truck and they brought a 48-quart cooler, and then they're looking at a 150-pound tuna and go, that thing's going to take up half my tailgate, you know. The amount of kill bags that have been bought by guys that have no plans of putting them on a private boat are the thing that cracked me up more than just about anything. It's been really, really fun. Well, hey, I had another great text that I wanted to read. It says, good morning, guys. My question is for Captain Frank. You talked about the Royal Polaris just finishing up their maintenance period. Can you give us a clue of what we might expect? I've got a trip in a couple of weeks, and I always love to hear what you guys do during your maintenance periods. That's from Mark in Los Angeles.
You know, so much of what gets done during maintenance is never, ever seen by the passenger. It's what goes on in the engine room. For example, refrigeration has been completely overhauled to where we have new condensers, new compressors, all kinds of new stuff, and that's a major job right there. We also had to put in two new rudder posts, which is another $80,000 job, you know. And so those are things that passengers don't see. And naturally, they see the shiny boat, as you mentioned earlier, that everything's been painted and things have been taken care of. And, the varnishing inside all looks great. It's just a total package of everything to make it put together. come together.
Pretty well said. Hey, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We're going to find out who's won these killer prizes, a full-day trip on the Liberty and $150 to one of Frank's boats there when we return on the Let's Talk Cook Up app.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen. For fishermen in Mission Bay.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up.
Frank's going to flip the...
Maybe you are right. Maybe the mic should be on in commercials. There is always some good times to be had. That's for darn sure.
I'm glad they're off.
Yeah.
Go ahead and flip the coin, Frank. The winner is going to win the full-day trip on the Liberty. That's a texter. Today is Matt in Los Angeles. So that means John in Dallas, our caller, gets the $150 to the Shogun, the Polaris Supreme, or the RP, the Royal Polaris.
What an awesome, right? Awesome time. Frank, this was so much fun and so stoked to have you in here and take the time. I know how busy the schedule is with all the boats and the landing and everything you do, but, man, it's my favorite show, and I really enjoy getting to hang out and talk fishing with you for a couple hours. This was a great time.
Thank you, Rick. I love being on the show. It's a lot of fun, brings back a lot of memories. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's a good time.
Lots of fun.
Now, if somebody wants to come fishing, all the boats, I know we talked about how busy everything are, but there's still opportunities to come. We got great season in front of us.
There are scattered openings on, I'll bet you, almost all the boats in the fleet. There's always people that make cancellations.
Totally.
You know, people are always asking me about this boat or that boat. Like I said, call the office, tell them you'd like to be on standby for any cancellation or for a particular trip. And they'll put you down, and you'll be surprised how often you'll get that phone call.
I always say the same thing to guys when they're asking about a trip. I always say, man, just go down, talk to Jen, talk to Monica, talk to whatever boat you want to get on. I would like to put my name down, and I'd like to put a $500 bill right next to my name also. And you'd just be amazed at how many times a guy will come in a few weeks and say, hey, man, you were right. That spot opened up. I already had my deposit ready to go, and boom, I'm on the trip. Sell me some fluorocarbon. It happens more than it doesn't, and it's a great time. And some great local fishing to be had too if you want to get in all those great trips that Mike was talking about. I know Seaforth and Point Loma and Fisherman's Landing, everybody ready to go, and We just, yeah, great time, great fishing, and we really appreciate having you, buddy.
Thank you very, very much. I enjoyed being here.
A lot of fun, and we appreciate having you. Hey, next week, another couple of great shows coming for you. Next Saturday, tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. So I was thinking of Sunday here. Tomorrow, we have a great time with Captain Fred Huber and Steve Peterson from the Daily Double in Point Loma. We're going to be talking a lot of fishing, talking that great local fishing that's going on. You stay tuned. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.